Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
So, third episode. Nope. One, two, three, four. Fourth episode. Second season.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the season right. Sometimes it feels like we've been doing this forever.
Right. I guess that's why we've been talking. Ching.
Talking to each other forever.
Forever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you want to talk about, kiddo?
The pandemic.
I mean, we've never, I don't know that we've dedicated an episode to it. We're due.
Yeah.
We're due. You know, get it out of the way.
Yeah, because it's interesting that recently I've been listening to a lot of books. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how many of them refer to the pandemic. You know, they may not call it that specifically, but you could tell that it has something to do with that time frame. And I was like, wow, how many books? But I guess people were shut in for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were all these new bacon bread recipes videos. And I mean, relationships were forged and destroyed.
Yeah. Could you imagine being locked in with someone you didn't like? Someone you were about to break up with, and now?
No.
Because I can't imagine. Because we didn't have that. I was already shut in.
Yeah.
I was not anyway.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
And
it
hubby, you know, he stayed in for a little while, which drove him crazy. Mm-hmm. But we get along, so we had fun. But then his job, you know, he was able to go back out. So we didn't have that total lockdown.
Yeah.
Like some people, like some guy, I think it was a guy who played in, and I'm so awful with all of this, the improv show. The one with, I never get anything right.
Oh, you're talking about,
I know, you know,
Wayne Brady.
Yes, him. Actually, okay. Him. I think it's him. I think I saw him in a comedy one time, and he was talking about, I think it was him, so please forgive me if it was not.
Was he trying to say all black people look alike?
Well, no, you know, my memory's crazy. It's like, did I see him in person or was it on something I watched?
Right.
But anyway, whoever I'm thinking about,
yeah,
they ended up staying with like his ex-wife, like the mother of his child, mm-hmm. and her husband. But he said that they had a decent relationship, so it was okay. But still, how long
were people in? Willis do that? Didn't Bruce Willis and Demi Moore and all them?
I don't know.
No, because I think Ashton Kutcher was already. I digress.
Okay. I don't know people in that situation. Do you remember?
Listen, COVID for me seems like it was so long ago, yet only yesterday.
Right?
Because so much has changed. But I don't know how to describe it. It feels both far and away and close.
Yeah. Like, okay, for example, like masks, like when it first started and people started wearing masks, I was like, oh, that looks so weird. I could never. And then when I did, because it was mandatory, it's like, this feels so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then when they're like, you don't have to wear it anymore, I was like, oh, no, I'm not ready to take it off.
Oh, you were that person still in their car by themselves with their mask on?
Because I was taking those and I'm looking like, what? There's nobody in there with you.
Yeah.
You know? But then, so, you know, we got tons and tons of these disposable masks. So the other day, the girl had a cold and she was going out. I was like, here, take a mask.
Right.
And, you know, it's like,
right.
You never would have thought about it before, but yeah, masks are everywhere. And hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
they were. Oh my gosh, I worked at a daycare for a little while, and they would ask parents to like bring in certain things, so like hand sanitizer, because everybody who came through the door had to, you know, do their hand. And at one point, she was like, "Please stop bringing it," because these parents were bringing these huge jugs.
The big ones,
I was like, "Wow, to think you could ever have." Oh, okay, toilet paper. That everybody
listen.
That was traumatic.
It number one, it was traumatic. But also the videos of people fighting in the stores and coming out with cartfuls of what?
Yeah, you know, and it was so crazy. And toilet paper, of all things, I never would have thought of. But let me tell you. So it was hard to get toilet paper.
Yes, it was.
So what I found one time was like go early in the morning when the store first opens. And, you know, and I had like not humongous, but, you know, two big packs. So, you know, it didn't fit in a bag.
Right.
So when I tell you, I really got nervous when I walked out of that store.
You didn't know
what someone get me for knocked toilet over paper. The
head.
Yeah. For toilet paper. That was the craziest thing. Yeah. And then toilet paper almost killed my mom.
Please digress.
Okay, see, what had happened was, you know, the downstairs bathroom, people come, you know, visitors might use your thing. Yes. So, you know, I was like, look, at one point I could only find the one ply, so I had to buy it. But I put it downstairs in the downstairs bathroom because I'm not going to use that. So my mom had some type of medical procedure done. So, she, you know, those ones you have to have someone with you for mm-hmm. so long or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she came to my house and, you know, she was doing okay, you know, moving around by herself a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so she said she had to go to the bathroom. So, you know, I helped her stand up. And I think she might even had a walker at the time or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, we got her up, right? And I said, okay, go ahead and stay here. Let me go change out the toilet paper.
Right.
So my husband had already gone to bed. I go in to change the toilet paper to the two-ply for her. And I hear all this noise. She fell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm screaming for my husband to help me come down here to get her off the floor. And it's like, oh. Oh, I was so.
Thank God she didn't hurt herself.
I know, because she had already had some kind of surgery right. She was trying to heal from.
Right.
So toilet paper, you hoarders, almost killed my mom.
Yeah, that was a tough time.
Oh, gosh, it was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember some things like, you know, we go out to eat every Saturday. And I'm thinking, like, what do we do during the pandemic? Because restaurants are closed.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So I don't even remember what we did.
You know what started to, like still to this day when I see it? Because, you know, there's supposed to be a new wave of COVID. First of all, can we all just accept the fact that COVID is the flu's cousin? Every year, they're going to want you to get a vaccination for it. It's not going anywhere.
Not, that's what I think. It's not going here. Away.
Right, right. Yeah. That's my medical opinion. You know, the one that no one ever asked for.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that's number one. But so now, you know, there's a new wave of COVID when in actuality it's just flu COVID season. But what is the purpose of wearing the mask inside the restaurant?
Because you have to take it off to eat.
Sitting down. Removing the mask to eat and drink and then putting it back up. If there's anybody who out there who does that, feel free to share. This is a genuine question. It's not
because,
judging.
Right. Because you're taking it off to eat.
So you
got
it off.
Right. You're eating.
Yes.
You know, and then the ones like the wear down under the nose, because you get it through the nose. You know, that's one of when they check you, they swab your nose. So if you got to cover anything, I think
cover
you probably
cover
your nose. But I've seen that too. And it's like, I don't think you got that right idea what's going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that swab. Did you get a testing?
I did have to have a test.
All up in your brain?
Man, listen. I was like, she was so far in my nose. And I was sitting in a chair that had the high back.
So you couldn't get away?
So I couldn't get, because I promise you, Keisha, I was trying to put my head through that fucking chair. I was like pushing back, and she's like, almost done, almost done. I'm like, you keep saying that though. And then it kind of grossed me out because she took the same one and went
right out of the
middle.
I was like, clean that.
It was just, like get a new one. I'm okay. Like, get a
I had mine through a drive-thru.
Oh.
So I had to do one myself.
See, I never would have been able to get up as far as that.
I don't think I would have as far as the show.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have COVID. You definitely had COVID.
I'm not going up there.
You were part of the problem at that moment.
But yeah, they let you do it yourself. Come on.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, really, who is actually? And I bet you people were like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, no way. No way. You didn't reach your brain. You didn't do it right.
Yeah. And then I had one friend after I had mine done. And I have a friend who's a nurse. So she was telling me as well, like, yeah, they got to get way up in there, like to touch, damn near touch the brain. So I had another friend who went to have one. They were like, they didn't do all that for me. And I was like, well, I don't know if they did it right.
Right, then. Exactly. Because everybody,
they were like, no,
about,
they just went like right here. And I was like, I don't know if that's.
If they didn't cause you discomfort.
Right.
It probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Done. But now who knows?
Like I said, now it's just. Unless you're, and again, these are our opinions. We do not have letters behind our names. We're not doctors or germologists, none of it. What are they called? What are the the Dr. Fauci's? What are they called?
I have no idea. It'll get to me in a moment.
Yeah. E. It starts with an E. No.
Entomology?
No. Is it entomology? No, that's bugs, isn't it?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. We're not diseaseologists or anything like that. These are our opinions.
We don't work for the WHO.
We don't. Right. Right. We don't work for them. Don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah. We're talking about
the testing. No. But the testing and everything. Like, I don't know that, like we were saying, like, well, what are they going to do for it now with the testing and everything? Unless you're unhealthy, you know, obese, asthmatic, you know, you have, unless you have some
immune system,
right, compromised immune system, unless you have that, fuck, why get tested?
Because, you know, even after a while, they were like, okay,
if you don't feel good, stay home.
Yeah. And then there's like, well, if you tested positive, then we'll stay home for a few days. You know, right. Even less. Like,
they
you
couldn't even get back.
Right. You coming to work now. It's like, 2 days, yeah. Now come on back to work. I was like, well, what's the point? And now I'm getting my 14 days home.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, I guess that's with anything new.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big panic. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there have been some changes since then that I appreciate, that I hope never go away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Walmart brings my groceries to my car.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
Even restaurants will bring it to my car.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Do you love it because I have an opinion on that. But do you love it because you don't feel like going into the store? Do you love it because you don't want to go into the store because of the fear of getting sick? Or, yeah, those two things.
Yeah, I'm just lazy. I don't want to go in.
Okay.
But also, it saves me money. Because you know, when you go into the store, you're going to find something.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, as I use up stuff in my house, I pick up my phone, can make my grocery list.
Yeah.
And hit it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm for that.
Love it.
Because I don't want, that goes right back to the issues we have in our country with the obesity and the laziness.
They bring me my food.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even have to go. I mean, it's bad enough we have Amazon. Thanks, Amazon, because I've been killing Amazon lately. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, the things that I get on Amazon half the time are not things that it's just a quick run to the store anyway. But I don't want to get so used to not doing anything for myself that I don't do anything for myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean with that too. But yeah, but I mean, I do go out to the store.
Yeah.
I will go in if I need something, but I just think it's just so convenient because I'm so busy all the time.
It is.
So I can make my grocery list as I go along, mm-hmm, and decide what day and time I'd like to pick it up.
I get that.
And I mean, it just makes it so much easier.
It definitely makes it easier for someone with your schedule. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. I'm in agreement there for real. Because you do have to literally find time to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to me that you would use that as often as possible. People with the immune, you know, the compromised immune systems and maybe some type of mobile disability or something like that. Yeah, I get that. But for someone like me, who's just, I don't feel like going to the store. I can't justify doing that every time.
Mm.
Not every, for me. But I appreciate the service for people like you who absolutely need it. Seriously, because I couldn't imagine what you would do.
To spend time walking through a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get in there and I almost run people over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get in, get out, man. Get in, get out.
Yeah. The other thing that I appreciate that came from all this, and this is not everybody, but a lot of people still respect your space. A lot of people will still, at least I know I do, I'll still stand back a little ways in the grocery line.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still, you know, perfect example. I was in the DMV. There weren't a lot of seats. So I sat in the seat that was open and there was a somewhat elderly couple, not super, they weren't old, but they were older than me. So I just kind of said, excuse me. I said, are you okay with me sitting this close? Because I could have gone to the other side where I saw another seat, but this one was closer to where I knew they were going to call me. So I was like, are you okay with me, you know, popping a squat like right next to you or would you prefer I give you a seat? And she was like, oh, no, no problem. In my mind, I was like, you got COVID. But I do ask.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I don't. But yeah, I think I don't sit as close to people. I don't get as close to people. Mm-hmm. And I do get a little nervous sometimes when I do, because, you know, the whole big thing about, I think, like COVID blowing up, and they were like, wash your hands. It's like, why do you need to tell people to wash your hands?
Tell people just not to cough or breathe.
Yeah. Or they're just like not covering, or like I said, just like, cover.
Yeah.
But people just, so I don't like congested areas. Yeah. I just don't, because people are nasty.
All day, every day. We can talk about that. We can have a whole episode on the discussion of it all.
Wash your hands. Yeah. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Watch your, sing some happy birthday or something. You got to get all up in there.
This is how my youngest used to wash her hands. And I say used to. She probably still does when I'm not looking, but I try to stay on her. She'll turn the water on. She'll put the soap in her hand and go under the water and wash it and do this. And I'm like, stop.
So let's stop. Soap
come out.
Juice and stuff.
Come out. Turn the water off. Put the soap in your hands. Let's do this for a little while.
Right.
Then go under the water and rinse it off. But you doing that, like, I just
picked it in there and just wash it right on off.
I picture her doing that in the bathroom and then coming out and being like, hey.
Because we did, the girls had a project with Girl Scouts, and I don't know what all the else they did in it, but one was like to teach somebody how to wash their hands. So it took the younger kid in the bathroom, was like, make sure you mm-hmm. do it right. But yeah, but don't, nobody's touching me anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had an incident. And it literally happened with both of them. They're 6 years apart. But just to show you, because I can guarantee you this is your kid too. So my daughter was watching TV, and I actually saw Joe Coy did a bit on this in one of his stand-ups. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can relate. But she's standing there and she's watching TV, standing there watching TV. And I see her hand like moving around, and I see her hand go back, and I see her hand go down. What initiate?
So in her booty,
yeah, all in her ass. But what did it was, I'm trying to think of, was it before or after? No, it was before. You know how kids come up to you and they go, so she did that, and I was like, like, what the fuck? And then later on, I noticed what the smell was. And then it happened with my youngest as well. Just so, I had already stopped letting kids touch my face at that point. But yeah, I mean, kids don't think about that. You know, you just reach down there and scratch your ass. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally off the subject, but I saw a kid, you know, those big round red things in front of Target?
Yeah,
like, the ball running into.
Yeah.
I saw a kid lick that one time.
Oh,
probably wouldn't kiss his mom afterwards. I'm sure people lean against theirs, got their butt on there, put their foot on there or something.
You know what else I hate to see? When people put their bare face on couches and chairs.
Why?
Because asses go there.
No, why are they putting their bare face?
You know, to lay on the couch.
Lay on
the
grab a pillow.
I'd like to put a sheet down first.
Well, if you're gonna sleep there, but even if I'm not planning to sleep there, put a pillow.
Put a pillow.
But yeah,
people fart there and people
do other things.
Yeah, like, oh, don't put your face on there. Like,
because I already told my husband what you said about your chair. We can do it anywhere in the house. Just not your chair.
Don't make me come in here and be like,
put plastic on your chair.
Do that. I'll take that rather than sit in the aftermath of your look. My shirt makes me look like I don't have a neck. I'm gonna sit like this.
Now, I know something I wish would come back since COVID.
Sexy?
What? You're bringing sexy back?
Okay,
you know what?
There, this makes it look like I have a neck.
You have a neck. I'm so glad you found your neck.
Yes, go.
Face masks and food service workers.
Listen,
because you know they talk over your food, and the fast food's the worst. Like, they don't even wear gloves. Like, no. I need them to plastic it up, please. Why can't food service continue to wear masks?
Yeah, have you ever seen the food service worker who has the gloves on, They go take money, handle anything, then go back to tend to the food. No. I'm like,
I was at a fast food yesterday, and I was watching the guy make the sandwiches, and he, you know, put all the fixings on. Then he was like, "Okay, what do you like?" I was like, "Can I ask you to change your gloves?
Right,
because I don't like jalapenos."
Oh, and he had
but whatever, you know, he's touching everything, and I understand. Yes, it was not money, but yes, I've seen that, and I've asked someone to change their gloves because they should have taught you that in training
all day, every day.
Yeah, money's nasty. But even like, you know, they'll use the same knife or something. It's like,
That's like people who don't eat pork. I'm sorry. Cutting. I know I look very distracted, but this is.
You're not paying attention to me.
It's podcast related because I just realized we set the clock, but we set it. I set it so we couldn't even see the damn thing. People who don't eat pork.
And you're using
all and you're things. Using right. You're using. Or
I'm gonna be allergic to something.
Allergic to something, right? Yeah. Whatever.
I didn't ask for that on my sandwich, right. So you should probably not be touching the same
knife that cuts. Believe me,
you're not paying for the gloves. Please just use them,
right?
Yeah, because I bought a box of gloves because I use gloves.
Yeah,
you know, because I do my little food thing with the kids on Tuesdays, and I tell them as soon as they walk in, wash your hands.
Yep.
If you touch anything else, go wash your hands again. Yep. But gloves, all from aprons. But it's like, I always tell them, you don't play around food. Because you could kill people. If you
Typhoid Mary.
So I come in last night and I decide I'm going to make ice cream. Because I've been saying I was going to make ice cream for a while. I made some this morning.
Do you have some?
Yeah, I just made it this morning. It'll be ready for you.
What kind of it?
It's just vanilla.
I'll take vanilla.
Because I made blueberry one time too. Did my husband really liked that blueberry.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was going to make ice cream. I bought the stuff.
You have cake too or just the ice cream?
Yeah, that's crazy. No, we ate cake yesterday. Okay. Yesterday was Tuesday, right? Yeah, we ate cake yesterday with the kids. A lot of cake. But I'm making cake again this weekend. I mean, I'm making cake again on Friday.
Okay, I need not have it. I was just wondering.
Like, I made ice cream with no cake. But anyway, go back to steak.
Yes.
I bought the stuff a while ago, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go make the ice cream now. So I pulled the milk out the fridge, and I was like, you know, it looked a little different in the container. Because, you know, usually when you pour milk, and you know, it all settles down, but it's like a ring or something.
Yes.
Like we can tell where it was.
Yes.
So I take it down and I smell it. Oh, this milk is bad.
Yes.
So I sit it on the counter. I was like, okay, well, luckily I had canned milk, so I can use that and, you know, go on about my business. So then the kid comes in later and it's like, I threw away my oatmeal. I was like, no, I said, because it didn't taste right because I used that milk. Mm. I was like,
why did you?
I don't understand. I found the milk in the fridge.
So you thought it was bad.
You put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
You put it back. I don't understand. Well, we go round and round. Like, I don't understand why I found it in the fridge then. Yeah. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
But I did. Sorry, baby. If my oldest grandson ever happens to watch ours, I did one time give him some milk that was not fresh. And it's so funny because he just learned how to talk. And I poured milk, put him to the table, gave him his little cereal. I'm over here doing something else. It's like, Grandma, my mom, Grandma. That joke is probably like 14, and people still joke me about
giving
that
baby that bad.
But at least I didn't throw up on him. He doesn't know this, but my husband threw up on him when he was a baby. He was a baby, and my husband was changing the diaper one time, and he was like, "There was animals in there."
Some kids
should not be able to eat solid food until they can go to the bathroom.
That stuff that comes out of them. Facts.
Oh gosh.
Facts. Have you noticed, back to the milk thing real quick, but have you noticed that milk goes bad a lot faster now?
I don't buy regular milk. I only buy almond milk.
Well, so I do that now, but the girls still drink
the regular milk. Yeah, I don't know. Because maybe it's the carton too, because the one I get, it's white, not like clear, opaque. And I think sometimes colors have something. Do you think
olive oil.
Yeah, I think the makers would know if that's what it is. But yeah, I thought it went kind of quick, but I don't buy.
It's all the time.
Yeah, I bought it to make stuff, because I think we did pudding for the kids one Tuesday, so I had to buy, because I don't, you know, allergies.
Yeah,
so I bought regular milk to use for them.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I stopped buying milk by the gallon and half gallon because
it goes away.
It goes to every time. Like, I don't even know the last time I bought a gallon. Half gallon every now and again, when they go on their cereal kick or they go on a kick that requires milk, then I'll get the half. But yeah, quarts, like, And now I got all these boxes and bags of goddamn cereal because now everybody's out of the cereal phase for 2 months.
See, no, I can't with that. Like, she wants Pop-Tarts, she wants cereal, she wants oatmeal, she wants yogurt. I was like, look,
yeah,
you're going to finish up this cycle.
Right. And then we'll work on what's next. Yeah. It's expensive. Everything costs more.
I mean, I've been complaining a lot lately about that. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Why is every freaking thing so much? Everything goes up except your pay.
Except your pay.
It is horrible.
Except your pay.
I'm so disgusted.
And your tolerance level.
That's
I have
plummeting. It's plummeting. Plummeting.
I want to look at this relates to the pre-pandemic bullshit. But I went to look at a house, right? Just yesterday, new construction in the area that I live in, you know, so I'm like, let me just see what's popping, you know. First of all, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but do you know what my main requirement is for my new home, when I get my new house?
A bathroom in your room?
Well, obviously the master bath, but my master bath has to contain a tub. A bathtub that when I get in it, my titties and my knees are under the water at the same time.
Where do you get that?
They make them. They make them all day, every day. Mm. All day, every day, they make a nice deep tub. That's what I need. Mm. So when I went to see the place that I went to see, he showed me different models. Oh my gosh, the guy was so sweet. Like, we ended up talking about books, exchanging book ideas and everything. So sweet. But we went through each model and none of them had a tub. They all just had a 3-quarter bath with a beautiful stand-up shower, what? But no tub. And he was explaining that, you know, when you purchase new construction, the price that's on, you know, the front door
is the base.
Once you start adding in all and the shit,
all the stuff they showed
now,
you.
Right. Now you're up to $50,000 more. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about that. He said that's definitely something that we've contended with. He said contended with. That's something that we've addressed.
Okay. Yeah.
Before I just use the word wrong and then I make fun of myself. But he said we've addressed that. In so doing, we took out a lot of choices. Right. So instead of having the choice of having the stand-up shower and the jacuzzi tub, we just put the stand-up shower in there.
Mm.
Right.
Now, I don't do a tub bath often, but I want that option.
Listen, I'm a bath person. I will sit in that tub and just keep letting out the water when it's cold and add in more hot. You know, give me a book and some quiet.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking about the other day. I was like, I haven't had a bath in a while. But you can't say that because people think you haven't washed.
Right. As my mom would say, washed.
I have not submerged in the tub. Yeah. I need a 2-person tub.
That would, see? And you can have that in the tub that I'm describing. Yeah. So he did present that as an option, but
again, it's crazy.
You got to pay more money. Crazy. And I'm like, then I was like, would I be happy with a stand-up shower and maybe like a jacuzzi in the back? And then I could sit, you know, and I was like, nope, because then I got to share that space with my girls. Like, I already know what it is. I can hear my oldest now. Can I have so-and-so over? We're just going to go out back in my space. Nobody's going to come do that to my tub, though. But yeah, you know, but we were like, let's talk in a month. You know, let's just see how things are. Because also the interest rates right now, ma'am, by the time he was done figuring mid-level with a mid-level interest rate, the monthly payment was $2,800. Wow. Sir, that's almost 2 times more than what I'm paying right now. Wow. Like, please stop playing.
See, I don't understand cost anymore that I'm not out there, because I was, again, my Tuesday classes, I'm talking to the kids about all this stuff, and about, you know, spending money on luxury items. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I used to have a BMW, mm-hmm. but my payment was like $300 a month.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was a few years ago, but I got it off the assembly line.
You ain't getting no, BMW now.
Off the assembly line in Germany, black on black, yeah. 3 Series. Loved it.
Yeah.
But maintenance is like, I'm not paying that much for it. So I had to let it go.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get these things now and it's like, yeah, like you said, you're not going to get it for $300. You're not going to get, what are you going to get for $300 a month?
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a car payment in centuries. So I can't imagine, you know, well, I can because I work with people and, you know, we have to go over their income and expenses. Mm-hmm. And I'm just blown away by these car payments they're paying.
My last Honda, the 2014, when I bought that, I financed that one and my payments were $309. But I paid it off early. Because I don't want a car payment. Mm-hmm. So every chance I got, I was throwing more money at it.
Yeah.
So that I love that, but I couldn't imagine going into another car payment.
Yeah, they're like 600 and something a month.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I couldn't even. Not to mention my insurance rate right now, having a teenager in 2 cars. Girl.
Oh, I can't see things I can't imagine.
Girl, just thinking about it now is making me mad.
I know, like,
but it is what it is. We can't avoid it if you're gonna.
I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, I don't even know where that came from. Be like, for real. Part of me is thinking about food. Now you got my mind on ice cream.
I'm thinking about your cheesecake.
Yes, I'm sitting here thinking about the damn ice cream. Oh my gosh, my bad. I promise you I'm not bored. I don't know if we can find a way to edit that out and then put some shit back together. At least I didn't go.
You know, my grandson does that. In the middle of anything, I was like, sir, can you not?
Oh.
So just like, yeah, I'm just as bored as I can be. He's like, oh
gosh, hilarious.
Yes, you are.
I don't know what else. I'm trying to get back on subject because we tend to go so far left.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So I don't even know why we have topics.
Because I know it's just so much going on. And one thing always leads to another. And, you know, that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the book or something? Men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. I heard
that
it's out there somewhere.
Amazing.
But it talks about how men can, you know what, we're not eating waffles. Well, waffles. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But anyway, like, because men can compartmentalize.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
And they do this, that, and they stay here, and then they move here. And women, everything's connected. It's like, and that's how my brain works. It's just, and sometimes my mouth can't catch up with my brain. Like, I already processed telling you. Mm-hmm. So when I'm coming to part two, you're like, what?
Like, okay.
Like, oh, I thought it already.
Yeah.
You should have picked up on it.
My mental telepathy.
Yes.
Yeah. The other obvious thing that's changed since COVID are how people interact.
Yes.
Teenagers more
they
so.
Cannot.
They have zero social skills. Everything is text.
Yeah.
And my daughter actually has conversations with people strictly through IG. Friends in school. Strictly through IG. I've watched my daughter both have conversations with their friends through the voice text, not the voice texting,
but
the voice record.
Right, record and send it.
So much that it's like, send.
No.
And then you get back like,
that's a bit much.
Yeah.
But I also heard something just on the radio just the other day, somebody was talking about in their school systems, they're like for the state, they're talking about all the schools. It's like they want to put in a component about social and emotional. What is it called? It's intelligence, emotional intelligence. Because, like you talk about, people don't know how to interact with one
they
another.
They do not. Truly.
They don't.
Like,
it's really,
truly.
It's sad and scary. You know what? I'm done.
Oh my gosh.
All right. We're out of here. Who's got to go take a nap.
I'm done. No,
you know
no,
what no. Told me,
and like, I really don't know where they're coming from.
She told me only babies and old people take naps. That's what she said.
Really old, because you give me the opportunity, and
nap.
I'm like,
yeah, I'm sat in the chair. Sure will.
Yep.
Just get out of my office chair, come to one of these chairs,
and be out. Yeah,
I ain't embarrassed either. Take me a nap at work. Ooh. I hope my boss ain't watching.
You be all right.
But you know, look, so, well, everybody knows I work for my daughter, but she's like, you know, keep track of what you're doing during the day, whatever. And one day I sure did write on my sheet, nap.
You said keep track.
Because I could not, you know, sometimes you get so tired, you cannot function.
Yeah.
And I get that sometimes with, you know, my health issues going on. And sometimes it's like the life is sucked out of me.
Yeah.
Like I forget how to type. I'm sitting there like, So I can't be productive if I keep going. So I took a nap.
Yeah. There have been times where I've run so hard for like 2-3 days at a time that by the time I actually get to just relax, I'll sleep and not feel well because I'm still not rested.
Still moving.
Yeah.
I've had that before. Like for example, like I've gone to like a amusement park and I've run, you know, the whole time just keep moving. So when I lay down, I feel like I'm still moving.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy. Because you overdid it.
Yeah.
Gently.
Yeah. And your body's telling you, you need to sleep, you need to rest, but you're already so in mode. Yeah.
My grandma said though, she said, your body lets you know.
For sure.
It'll sit you down.
Yes.
You won't sit down. It will sit you down.
It will sit you down.
And she did not lie to me.
Facts. Mm. Facts.
That's my granny.
Oh, I know me
too. I know your grandma was what, 100?
101.
Golly, my grandma's like 90, late 90s. Yeah, late 90s.
Me.
Yeah.
That's my,
it's your screensaver?
Yeah.
Aw. I love her. I miss you so much. You know, I used to call my grandma. I forgot how often I used to do it, but it was in my phone and it's still in there.
I still have her in there. Yeah, I won't take it out.
It says like, visit granny or something. Mm-hmm. It'll pop up on my phone. Yeah. But you know, my grandma passed before COVID. Mm-hmm. Is yours?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember exactly. But you know, I thought about it at one point in time while I was going on. And that's what I said too.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I miss my grandma so much. But I was like, I'm glad she wasn't here for that. Because it was horrible for people because my grandma was in a nursing home.
Mine too.
And I was like, they couldn't see their family members. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on in there. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad my grandma did not.
Same. We've had that conversation in my family. Like, obviously, I didn't want my grandmother to go, but the reality of it was, you know, she had a very good life. And we talked about it one time, you know, with her being that old, what that felt like. I mean, the things she's seen, what she's lived through.
Yeah. You know, because she had to be during segregation.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause she was born in 1917.
Wow. I think my grandma was born in
1920.
Yeah.
Something? She passed in 2018. Yeah. But yeah, just the stories she used to tell me about cleaning people's houses and, you know, stuff like that. But I, you know, we talked about that one day about being that old. And she said, it's happy and sad, you know, happy. She's got to meet, not just know of, but meet all six generations underneath her. Yeah. Pictures of her holding babies.
My grandma and 5 generations. Yeah. I got a picture of that.
But the other side of that is her being that old. She watched all of her friends pass away, all of her siblings, you know.
Yeah. My grandma's got, it's just one of my grandparents. There's only one sibling of theirs left from both sides.
Yeah.
And she's about 190 something, 100.
Yeah.
But that's.
And having to watch all of that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Because most people don't live near that long. So you see a lot of people go.
Yeah. So I'm glad that her time was when her time was, because I couldn't even imagine any of us, not just me. I was very close to my grandmother, but a lot of people, all her grandchildren and her nieces, nephews were very close with my grandmother. But I don't think any of us could imagine not being able to walk in there and see her when we wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have been acting the fool. Like, I'm coming to see my granny.
Yeah. Oh, you're lucky.
To see my granny.
Yeah. We'll all have COVID up.
Right. Right. That's like, I could not imagine not getting to my grandma. When my baby was a baby, we thought she had been here before. Mm-hmm. We thought something.
I still think that.
Well, yeah. And her child was saying. But so, because my grandma used to call her Miss Corey. You know, it's like, but one time my daughter just started crying. She just started, bawling. She's like, I want to see Granny. I want to see Granny. And we lived in Portsmouth at the time. My grandma lived in Chesapeake. Mm-hmm. And that night, it was a terrible rainstorm. One of those that you want to just pull under underpass and wait. Mm-hmm. But my child was bawling so much. I just knew my grandma was dying.
Right.
I'm so out of the car.
Right, right.
And so, I don't know, my child had to be like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And she was like 20-something when my grandma passed.
Gotcha.
Right. But I'm
just
telling you,
to see if I can get you to
right, right. But I'm telling you, like I say, when you feel like somebody, you know, they're a little different. They're too with some other.
And you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's like all you need to do is give me a little signal and I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's
right,
go.
Right.
What's on my shirt? You didn't even tell me I got stuff on.
What's I looking at you? Why you sleeping? I put it on you while you sleep.
But the funny part about it is I'm picking stuff off and just letting it fall on your floor. Like,
that's all right. No, sure. You know how like sometimes you might have like a, I don't know, watermelon seat, anything. You have to count if you're outside. Yeah. While we sitting down the stairs, one day the little girl was like, I was like,
we need out of here. We walk around. Yeah.
Is this what you do
when I'm not here? Yeah. Like, have you ever walked around your house or you get on your couch and there's goddamn toenail?
Not downstairs. I haven't had one. But I was like, but still, why do you find them random places?
Because people do this watching TV. I've seen it.
And I've seen somebody clip their toenails at work.
And I'd have walked right up to them and been like, you're so fucking nasty. You're nasty.
I can't imagine clipping your toenails at work.
Like, how does one do that? Like, literally just
She was at her desk. She had her foot up. See, I finally put some socks on.
Yay, sock cam.
But yeah, she just clipping it. I was like, ew.
See, I would have had to have said something. There's no way I wouldn't have been able to say,
you nasty.
Like, I'd have said something like low key shade. Like,
I'd have been like,
are you clipping your toenails at work?
Like, just don't bring anything to the potluck.
Yeah, I can't eat after everybody in a potluck. I need to know who made it.
Some people, they just gotta bring paper plates.
Yeah. I'm dead ass. I need to know who made it.
Somebody told me one time that they were working on something. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I got the coffee stains on it. My dog knocked it over.
Oh, done. 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 I'm sorry I didn't let you finish, but you mentioned dog and knocking it over. That tells me the dog's in the kitchen.
Dog's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know when my daughter first got her cat, because she gets all her stuff from the stray, you know, from the pound or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that joke was owned by some other people.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I had to run him off the table. Like, dude, we don't play that in this house. We do not. Because he's sitting at one point, he was sitting in the chair at the table.
Where am I at?
And she goes like, I mean, she doesn't go for a bed on the table either, but she hates that I run her animals off of anything. Cause like, I don't even like them on the couch.
Yeah.
I just don't. Cause she always talking about dog in the bed. I was like, I don't do animals in case you haven't noticed. But I come to her house and regulate. Cause she got that new dog. I'm like, get off the couch.
Yeah.
And he knows me. She knows me. She's like,
I think like when we talk about the animal in the bed, I don't want my animal on my cover. However, I'm not opposed to having like their own designated, like, okay, it's time for bed. I'm going to put your blanket right here. But the problem with that is now I got to wash a blanket every goddamn day, because doesn't that just put the fur right back on my bed? Like, I love the idea of sleeping with my, you know, but I don't have any, but I love the idea of it. Like, when my girls go away, count down. No. But when my girls leave, I'm going to be in the house by myself. So I'm like, do I want a little puppy?
You got to get an animal and put clothes on it, aren't you?
No, oh my, I think that's so unfair to that animal. I hate to say, for all of you who do that,
you dress your animals. They don't like that.
They don't. I get it. It's adorable. I've seen it. Aww. But when I start thinking about how that animal must feel with their natural coat on, and then the fucking coat you put on them, I'm like, yo.
They tell you, right? They don't like it.
They don't like it.
But you know, I hadn't thought about the hair so much. But yeah, I hate that too. It's like, you got to brush them constantly. But her pets just shed because they shed. But my thing is, these jokers go outside. They run around in the yard. Yeah. They poo in the yard. So I'm sure they run around in the yard. Then they sit in the yard. And then they come in and they're all on your stuff. I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't. And then the dog wants to lick everything. And the new dog is so, I don't know, loving, but needy.
Yeah.
Comes up and lick my knee. Stop licking on me, dog. I saw you licking on you.
Right, right. So there's no need for you to lick on me. I will say, when I was fostering my puppies, or when I was fostering, first of all, I love them so much. Like, when I took my first setback, I cried like I had had them for years. Like, I did not want to let them go. My second set, it got a little bit easier. By the time I had the third set, okay, I have a thing about pit bulls. I'm terribly afraid of them. I don't care how long you've owned it. I don't care how well you've trained it. I'm just afraid of pit bulls. Talk about me if you want to. I'm allowed to be, right? So one of the puppies that they gave me was a pit bull mix. And I was kind of like, ugh. But I mean, they were puppies.
Yeah.
So I was like, if it really came down to it, if he tried to do something, I'm not worried about, you know. So he was all gray with blue eyes. So I named him Sinatra. Well, I ended up keeping the puppies longer than I originally anticipated. Mm. So now they were with me for like almost 4 weeks. So I watched this puppy go from my hands to a puppy. But I loved, like, if I could have kept, if I was in a position to keep that dog, I absolutely would have kept Sinatra.
Aww.
He was, now, what would have stopped me from keeping Sinatra? Sinatra did not like my oldest daughter. So she is terribly afraid of dogs, even puppies, even puppies. So in my house, I had down a shower curtain on the floor. Then I had plastic over the shower curtain because, you know, they dig and they, so I was trying to give them more. Plus I have puppy pads. Mm-hmm. They were in a pen. The SPCA, whatever I got them from, they gave me a pen, a sleeping kennel, everything. So they weren't just around my house. Mm-hmm. They had their own space, a nice sizable space at that. But when Nyla would, I'm sorry, babe, I can't help it. But when Nyla would walk past the cage, through past their little kennel thing, Sinatra would sit at the edge and just growl at her.
Oh, God.
He would just be like,
you think, because he could sense her?
I think so.
Not maybe. I know the fear was there, but maybe like she did not like him as well because of the fear. So he sensed
it was
the animosity. That's
what I'm looking for. Oh, yeah. I mean, and she never mistreated him because she never bothered with them. But that was also like he never got to know
bond
her.
With her.
To him, she was a stranger.
Wow.
She didn't come downstairs and sit like me and Jay did. You know, me and Jay would play with them and we, you know, take them out back, you know, because they weren't allowed to go out front. They were allowed to go out back. But yeah, he didn't really know her because she would stay in her room most times and only come down, mind you, after Jay and I went upstairs. That's when she used to come down and watch, you know, the TV downstairs and stuff. So I think he was like,
who's this?
She was a
stranger in my house. That was it.
She was old girl from Friday.
Who's that bitch?
Yeah, that's how he looked at her.
Aww.
But what brought me to my puppies, we were talking about the dogs and sleeping on you and all that stuff in the bed. I know what you mean, because when my puppies would go outside, it was a very small space. And I used to have to go behind them, you know, and pick up their poop and stuff. It was my yard. Like, I don't want that in my yard. But of course, they're puppies. Before sometimes I could even get to it, they've already run through it.
Exactly, exactly.
And now I got to sit there, wipe their paws off. Or I found a way where I set up their kennel. I'm a thinker, y'all. I'm a thinker. But I set it up so that when the kennel door opens, my patio door opens against it. So the only place they have to go is in their kennel. Mm-hmm. So I would line it with their paper. Mm-hmm. So
they
even
walk
across, exactly. Then I close it. And then I pick up the ones where they've wiped their paws.
Oh, ta-da! You're welcome.
I love them so much. Like, oh my gosh, I love them so much. My first ones were Zazzy and Beats.
Oh gosh, Zazzy Beats. Mm-hmm. No, I like other people's animals sometimes. You know, I like to look. Some of the dogs are like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah,
but you know, they're like me and babies. Like, you can't come home with me though. You can't. So okay, totally changes the subject.
Change the subject.
So for 2020, three. That's what's this year, right?
Here we are.
I told my daughter, my goal for her was to write a book. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not doing that. But of course she's writing. She told me recently, she said her goal for me for 2024 was to make me a mom. She said, you're going to love it. We're going to hug you. We're going to spend quality time.
Oh, I think that's so cute. No.
Yes, it is. She said, you're going to love it. I promise. Like,
you are going to love it.
We're going to make you love it.
You are.
She said, for the number of grandkids and kids you have.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I think I'm overly affectionate. I hug everybody. I like, especially my family. Like, my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, like, even my grandmother, my aunts. That's just what I can be leaving to go to the store. And I'll be like, okay, I'll be back in a little bit. Love you. Like off top. And we're all the same way. If my brother leaves to go to work, we're hugging before he goes to work.
That's
my sister
nice.
Comes in.
Yeah, if you're
we're hugging
like
when
that,
she gets
but,
in.
Yeah, no. Because
yeah.
Like, we don't know. Because
yeah,
I know,
no,
it's funny, my nephew, we were at the baby shower or whatever, and he was thanking us for doing everything. He comes to my daughter. He's like, I know you don't like to be hugged. You know, people know that about her.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't come up.
Oh, I know it about Corey, but I hug her anyway. Because this is how she hugs me.
Right, just, you know.
Yeah, just
right.
A quick, she just puts a little bit in. Mm-hmm. But I don't do it for the reception. I do it just
because that's how
I feel about
right.
you.
So that's how because you'll receive.
So I make it quick.
Yeah. But the kids, in order to torture me sometimes, they'll do the sandwich.
Yes.
And they'll be like, get in here. It's like, really?
I think it's sweet. Really? I do. Now that my girls are getting, now that they're getting older, I gotta ask for hugs now. I do. I have to be like, can I get a hug?
No, like I told you, we had my first grandson. He's a baby, so you know he's coming up and everything. So I'm holding him one day, and he just wraps his arms around my neck, and I was like, my heart grew three sizes.
Yeah, great job.
I was like, what's the feeling?
That is fabulous. That was perfect.
Mm.
But yeah, it is a good feeling, isn't it?
It was.
Father. Well, you already know. I couldn't care less. I'm going to hug you when I see you. Before I leave here today, I'm going to hug you. And if the girl downstairs wasn't sick, it's just what I do.
You know, we started talking about COVID. Now, right? So during that period of time, did you find it hard to not make contact with people?
No. If it were people that I didn't know, like, you know, like even when I meet somebody, most times, if they don't extend their hand to me first, most times I'm going in for a hug. That's just how I am. But I don't have a problem not doing that part. But for my family, like even during COVID, when I was driving up and back and forth to New York and stuff, oh, we were hugging. Yeah. And I was just hoping you didn't have it,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't not.
See, I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, so you did.
But also, like, again, talking about my kids all the time. We talked about interviews, practicing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I haven't been out there in a while. So I told them, I said, I don't know if people are shaking hands.
Yes.
Again.
Yes, most people
I
are.
Don't. Okay, so I told them, I said, you know, if they extend and if you're comfortable. Because, like, we did a mock one. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, if you're comfortable in the situation, we can. If not,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I don't know what people are doing out there.
Yeah.
If people are touching.
Yeah. And I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's acceptable to say, is it okay if we shake? It's okay to say that.
Because it's like rude if you don't shake somebody's hand. But
not necessarily. Some people are still like.
I mean, but that's why now it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's.
Yeah.
It's not rude to not shake somebody's hand.
Or you can say to somebody, you'll say something like, are we shaking? Are we bumping?
Yeah.
And people will tell you, hey, they'll do that and give it back.
But it's funny.
Or they'll
I guess older Caucasian women recently.
Where the white women at?
You know, and it's funny because both of them were giving me something.
Yeah.
They were giving me something. But the exchange, they initiated a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so weird. But, you know, it's like, I don't know what that is with that. But,
yeah
I thought it was strange that for a perfect stranger, first time ever meeting them,
yeah.
we had a little dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me what they had to give me.
Yeah.
And then they offered the hug.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, I feel like some people, have gotten past the whole COVID thing in terms of it being a death sentence. Because again, I also believe it has to do how you receive that information, because the way they presented it to us, you know, had people running out for vaccines, and myself included. I did stop with the vaccines.
When you realize it's like, come on back and get another one. Come on back and get another one.
Listen, like, I was never a flu vaccine chick, and I'm not going to be a COVID vaccine chick. My choice, my body, my choice.
Mm-mm. You're a Virginia man. That ain't your...
Didn't we just come out on top somewhere with all these elections?
I don't know.
Look, I voted, but I have no idea how it ended up.
I didn't either,
Honestly, I didn't. Because I do believe you can't sit around and complain to me if you're not at least doing
your
part.
I feel too. Yeah. You got to do yourself your part. Hopefully it makes a difference.
Yeah.
But at least I did try.
Yeah. And I couldn't care who you're voting for. I feel that way on both sides of the aisle, regardless of who you're supporting. You don't get to complain to me about how things are or how much you hate so-and-so if you did nothing to rectify the, or at least contribute
to the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have a friend in New York who's like, oh, I'm not voting for anybody because, you know, they're not doing what they say they're going to do. And these people suck and this, that, and the third. I'm like, so you're just throwing away a vote.
Yeah. Because everybody's a liar. I say that.
Absolutely.
Everybody's lying. But how good do you lie?
No one can ever do everything they say they're going to do. I love Obama with all my heart, but he didn't do everything he said he was going to do. And they can only do what they can do based on who's surrounding them.
You know, and that's like, what people don't think of. They only vote in the big ones.
Right.
But
it's
the
local election.
Because they go up. So if you don't do anything down here, that's what you're going to have up there.
Yes.
So it's like people, you can't get that in their head.
You can't. You know, we are the smartest people in the world.
Of course we are.
We are.
Duh.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Let's go eat.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Food time.
Woo. Ice cream. No cake. Ice cream. And then we're going to have something else. I don't know what else, but yeah. All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And look for a new episode every Wednesday.